There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. All right, Jennifer, I want you to tell me who said this. You ready?
Ready.
Think about the things that have changed since 2008. Back then, I was the young, tech-savvy candidate of the future. Now I'm yesterday's news, and Hillary has got a server in her house. Who said that?
I don't know. Who
you don't, really? Kenny, who said
stump
that?
It has to be Obama.
Uh-huh.
Stump me.
Think about, yeah, okay. I think 2016 will come down to the issues, for example, equal pay. Did you know that the average male presidential candidate earns $150,000 less per speech than a woman doing the same job? A little shot at Mrs. Clinton. I'm reading through some of the jokes that the president has used in recent circumstances. A couple of shots at Scott Walker, for example. Governor Walker got some heat for staying silent when Rudy Giuliani said, "I don't love America," which I also think is a problem. Think about it, Scott. If I didn't love America, I wouldn't have moved here from Kenya. That is kind of funny. Yes, no?
It's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't hear resounding laughter here, but
funny.
Not often do I think anything. I mean, I don't pay much attention to what Obama has to say one way or another. But I thought some of those things were. He said Governors Walker and Perry are not the only possible 2016ers who are here tonight. We also have Dr. Ben Carson. He wants to make it clear that being here was his choice. Got it. Recently, he talked about homosexuality, but you got
it. It's a choice.
I guess I didn't do as well with that as I thought I was going to, so.
Oh, they're okay. They're fine.
Let's keep moving. The murder charge against Robert Durst, the HBO special, the last airing was Sunday night, right? The whole HBO series.
Yeah, the news of his admission and his arrest actually just beat out the HBO special, so it was like a big, gigantic spoiler alert for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, well, it just, it's one of those really weird, eerie things that happens. News imitates art, or art imitates, what is it, what's that expression? Art imitates life. I think.
Correct.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep, okay. The Iranians have confronted their U.S. counterparts over an open letter from the Republicans. Associated Press, citing a senior U.S. official, reports that the letter, which was signed by those 47 GOP members in the Senate, came up in negotiations yesterday. Secretary of State Kerry, what do they expect? So, what do they not understand how things work here? So what if the Republicans said something that was offensive? Come on, put your pants back on and let's get down to business if there's going to be some kind of a fix to the problem. These people, everybody's a, isn't it, somehow or other, this stuff bothers me. What am I missing here? Why is it, these people have learned how to grandstand. We're teaching them how to grandstand.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Election day in Israel. How is Netanyahu doing? Do we have any early results, Kenny?
They haven't released anything yet.
Still no, but let's see, 8 hours ahead. So that would put it, let's see, East Coast time.
It's got time still.
After 7, so you add 8 to that. 8 and 7 is 15, so it's 15 o'clock over there.
It's 15 o'clock.
15 o'clock works. He's going to need to play a little catch-up here.
Polls are not clear. They're not.
They got some economic issues, and he's not focusing on them, and that's a little bit of trouble.
How do you figure that?
People are struggling to pay their mortgages, and
you get hit in the pocketbook, you start making.
So it's pocketbook versus security. He's playing security, and it's not playing real well yet.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about America? Or are you talking about Israel?
Israel.
Oh,
we're trailing in the polls.
Same story
everywhere,
here.
Right.
Right, exactly. What's the difference?
Same here.
here and there. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk is in the news, has a solution to driver anxiety. We'll have that story for you in the next half hour of Good Day, along with Jennifer's television report, Car Talk, in the next half hour. Coming up next here, though, on Good Day, is a discussion with Brian Bouffard, who's a former Navy JAG officer, now a civilian counsel, defending service members in every branch of our armed forces. The Stolen Valor Act is back in the news again. Remember when the president, President Bush at the time, signed a law addressing this use of military decorations by people who didn't deserve to have them? Well, now it's something that's been the discussion has been on the top of mind in some states as well. So we'll talk about that in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win. Tonight, after The Voice, the experts of love return on an all-new season of Undateable. My dearest Erica.
Nuh-uh. You get six words, three of which must be slap that ass.
Then, from executive producer Ellen DeGeneres, it's the premiere of One Big Happy.
So you're the wife?
Oh, no, I'm his wife. Yeah, I'm his lesbian best friend. She's having his baby. We all live together.
I'm just going to move my pen around, make you think I wrote that down.
It's two great comedy premieres tonight, right after The Voice on NBC.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in-store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston. Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and Jennifer and Richie and I have Brian Bouffard with us. I introduced him a bit before, former JAG officer, now civilian counsel. He's working in the area of stolen valor, military decorations, medals, and that sort of thing. They're inappropriately used. How big a problem is this, Brian?
Well, it depends on what you mean by the word problem. Are a lot of people doing it?
Well, abuse. Maybe is it better if I say, how much is this being
abused? Hello?
Yeah, how much is this being abused, Brian? How many people and how often is this happening?
Well, you know, we're seeing it, at least anecdotally, quite a bit. You know, every now and then it seems like a new story comes out where somebody, you know, a legitimate veteran has gotten their cell phone camera out and confronted somebody who's clearly not wearing the uniform correctly and clearly is lying about what they say. And the reason why I kind of quibble about the word problem is because I'm concerned about what the solution seems to be, and that is more crimes, more laws, bigger government. So, yeah, I think I don't think people should do it, and I think that there are ways that they can be socially ostracized without having to create more opportunity for the government to put people in cages and kill them if they resist.
why do we need a law to stop this? Why, I mean, most of the time they're just caught by other veterans who notice it and embarrass them.
Right, and that's precisely my point. I personally don't think that we need more laws, period. And I certainly don't think we need more criminal laws. So in my opinion, I think that these types of cases ought to be handled, similar to the way things are, maybe handled on the schoolyard a little bit, and that's social ostracism and being made to be embarrassed and hopefully feel, awaken their conscience to what they're doing and the fact that it's wrong. But
so
I don't think it's an excuse to expand government.
Why do you suppose Pennsylvania and New Jersey have passed their own stolen valor bills? What is going on there that's different than any place else?
Well, Pennsylvania, for example, is making it a crime to falsely claim veteran status on your driver's license. New Jersey is essentially writing a New Jersey version of the same law that the federals are using. And, again, I don't think any person of goodwill, and certainly no veteran, would ever support this kind of behavior. I'm just questioning the government's response to it.
Ryan, is this a bigger problem, people stealing stolen valor being because of egomaniacs, people who want to seem big, or are people trying to steal benefits?
Well, they're not able to steal government benefits because the government still is pretty good at knowing who actually is and is not a veteran. There are people out there who will, for example, put on a uniform and go down and get the 10% discount at Denny's or something like that.
Right.
I think that's pretty reprehensible, and I hope that those people don't sleep real well.
Okay.
That's a pretty bad effort to have.
Interesting overview. Brian, thank you for sharing some of your thoughts with us. Brian Bouffard here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469, in-store and online, and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice. You haven't, Jennifer?
No!
Super Beets. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide. Nitric oxide helps you boost circulation, relax your arteries, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all around your body. And Super Beets is the only superfood that has these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with your circulation. I mix this with the other powders that I put in my morning drink. I guess we would call it a protein drink, but it has a lot of other things in it besides just protein. And it's a dust almost. when I looked at it first and I stuck my finger, it's a powdery dust. You put it in your drink and you grind it up, and it has all of these benefits. It's a nutrition gold mine, so rich in antioxidants, electrolytes, dietary nitrates, and you can have it by dialing 800-655-4183. Start your day every day with a glass of Super Beets juice. Wonderful. I describe it well in DougLikesBeets.com. Go to that website, DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free or call 800-655-4183. Enjoy the benefits of Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeets.com.
Freeze Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus, deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
All right, time for our one-hit wonder contest. You better have some Super Beetle juice for this to get your brain moving. Super Beetle. I don't know why I want to call it Super Beetle. Super Beetle. This song is by a group that has had only one hit.
And keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself. Southern rock band. Richie loves this sort of thing.
Oh, man. I used to play this all the time.
Number one during this week in 1986. So if you know who it is, call us at 888-302-3684. And you'll qualify for a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs drawing next week. So get in on the action. 888-302-DOUG. Who sings this? Crank it up, Richie.
Don't put my don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Almost an Elvis kind of rockabilly like from the 50s.
It's your basic 12-bar blues there, Dudley. Yeah. Rockabilly stuff, yeah.
The band is from Atlanta, and it took its roots from Elvis, the Stones, and AC/DC. They performed as a band originally in 1980, went through several personnel changes, name changes, before they came up with a name that we are actually looking for at 888-302-3684. Lead singer is Dan Baird, wrote and recorded their debut single for Elektra Records, Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
And this was a hit. Monster.
That's what I say on all my dates, you guys.
Yeah, really?
Well,
the story of a woman who won't let her boyfriend become more intimate until he marries her. That's really what the lyric line is here. Several critics have compared this rendition of this song to a Chuck Berry performance.
Yeah,
I can hear that. You hear that?
Yeah,
you can hear
absolutely.
Very influential. Tom Petty, Garth Brooks, several others have recorded covers of this.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. A little high school back in the mind of those of us who...
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Had wandering ideas but not wandering hands. Anyway, so let's see here. This fellow left the originator, Dan Baird, the original lead singer, left the band in 1990 to go on his own, which kept him from having another top pop, the group from having another top single hit. Has he done well? I don't recognize that name, frankly.
Yeah, with pop singles, but
yeah. Nothing big, no.
No,
this was it. This was it.
Okay. All right, so what's the name? 888-302-3684. What do we have cooking there, Ricky?
Let's talk to Diana on the Eastern Shore of Virginia.
Hi, Diana. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Just peachy. Thank you.
That's good. Happy Valentine's Day. This is a song you probably want to play for Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah. And it's George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
Wow, what a great guess that is.
That is. Not the right guess.
Very close.
Yes, it is.
But
I've been talking about the lead singer being a fellow whose name was Danny Baird. Wasn't that his name?
Yep, Dan Baird.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for the try.
Let's check with Carrie.
Carrie, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. So what's the name of this group?
That's the Georgia Satellites.
It is. So what did you think when you first heard this? Where did it bring you back to?
Oh, high school. My mom wouldn't let me listen to that one. Yeah, I remember that one very well.
What did mom say? So how did you listen to it? Where did you have to sneak off to listen to it?
Oh, when mom was at work or in friends' cars on the radio, just not at home.
Mom wouldn't
she was
let
around
listen.
Never at home.
Did your mom really ever listen to the lyric lines? I would have thought she'd support Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
You know, I don't know that she did. We weren't allowed to watch MTV or any of those shows. So.
But what about the boys that you hung around with? Did they keep their hands to themselves? Did your mother know anything about the boys you hung around
you
with?
You know, actually they did. My mom was a very strong influence.
Good girl.
For her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her. All right, you qualify for the drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more frequently questions I get asked is about dental care for your pets, and it's a good idea to discuss dental care with your veterinarian. However, if you notice any of the following signs with your pet, it's time to take some action. If you notice that your dog or cat all of a sudden has persistent bad breath, sensitivity around his mouth, he might be pawing at his mouth, or trying to rub his mouth against the carpeting. If you notice that they lose their appetite or they're bleeding, inflamed, or have receding gums, tartar buildup, or if they start losing or missing their teeth, these are really important to take care of. You know, a lot of people just assume that bad teeth means bad breath, but it can be much more serious. It can actually become infected, affect other organs in the body, and can lead to a lot of major diseases, including death. Most veterinarians recommend an oral hygiene program, which includes brushing your pet's teeth on a regular basis with toothpaste formulated specifically for pets. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program for the St. Patrick's Day ride. Jennifer Horn got the Irish on. Rich McFadden has the Irish on.
I do.
And Kessler has the Irish on. Car Talk coming up in a moment or two. And Jennifer's got a lot of television news. First, though, the Gallup poll suggesting that, quote, perhaps because of the constant brinksmanship going on between the Democrats and Republicans, and maybe for other reasons, both parties are floundering. This is a poll taken for the first time since Gallup began tracking party favorability in 1992 that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans have gotten a 40% favorability rating from the public. It's pretty significant. Poll also shows that Republican Party favorability has dropped 5 points since the midterm elections. Democratic Party favorability is just above its record low of 36%. The Gallup poll normally favors Republicans. There are pollsters. This is why polling, this is an interesting conversation because it sort of shows what we all know and feel and sense about the relationship that we have to our politicians, no matter what party we belong to, if we belong to a party. But the interesting thing here, I find the results of the survey, Gallup is more often hired by Republican candidates than Democrats. So the skew is toward the Republicans with the Gallup poll, like the other Zogby. Is that the name we're looking for?
Zogby, yeah.
Zogby. That tends to go a little bit to the left because mostly Democrats hire Zogby to do their polls. So, looking at the results of this survey, looking at previous Gallup polls, there's a pattern showing that Americans have been largely disappointed with government performance and leadership for quite a while now, at least the last 15 years. Duh. You need to conduct
a poll. What was that again?
Duh.
Is that your official statement?
Yeah, my official statement is, Gallup suggests that perhaps because...
Gallup says, quote...
Duh. Perhaps because of the constant bickering going on between these people, parties are floundering.
Well, then with the Republicans, I mean, you have them bickering within themselves. They can't agree on anything.
No, they can't agree on anything. Time now for Car Talk. Richie and I, Kenny and Jennifer, Jennifer, this is not a sexist statement, Jennifer, so please don't take it that way.
But
do you have to preface it that way? Let me get my guns ready. Here's go ahead.
Saddle up, Missy.
All right. Let's have it.
I find, where are the, Richie, you're supposed to have the brothers there.
No.
This is, what do you mean? No.
No.
We can't have the brothers?
No.
Oh. Elon Musk. Everybody knows who he is?
Yes,
yes or no? Mm-hmm. Right? Explain who he is? Probably should for the unwashed. Elon Musk was the inventor, if that's the right word. He was the originator of PayPal. And he's taken the money when he sold out. He took the money and, among other things, has invested it in a car manufacturing unit. He makes the Tesla cars. But the biggest part of his business isn't the Tesla cars. It's the electric accessory, the battery, the things that make the car run that have made him more famous and perhaps make him down the road richer. He has tweeted this week that he plans to reveal an over-the-air software update this week that will affect his Model S. One of the reasons that he is talking about this is because he's discovered there is a new thing for Tesla owners and other people that own electric cars called range anxiety.
Yeah.
That is, what happens if you're getting close to the end of your charge and you're not near a charging station? I think I'd be a little concerned about that.
Yeah.
I was telling you that story the other day. My son wants to buy one of those Fiats, the little Fiat that goes about 125 miles.
Oh, those are cute. That's a cute guy. Will look adorable in one of those.
Yeah, well, if he can get the seat back long
He better get the sunroof. He's going to need his head to pop out of it.
So the driver's biggest concern, and this is affecting the reason that he's doing this isn't because he's trying to be a good guy. There's a big market for these batteries, but he's also concerned because the Kelley Blue Book people are telling him that the low battery system has affected the value at resale of his cars. The Teslas, they start about $64,000, $65,000, $66,000, somewhere in there. Unless you keep it for a long time, if you decide after 2 years you don't want it, that's why the leasing companies are staying away from them, because people, once they drive them, they love the way they drive. People love the Tesla, the way it drives. But at the end of the day, the batteries are not holding up as well as they're supposed to.
And that's why
the
General
miles
Motors
get lower and lower and lower. And, you know, this is going to be right in front of your mind. What'd you say?
That's why General Motors sticks with the electric drivetrain with the gas backup.
Yeah, exactly. Have a
which is a good idea. But here's why this is a problem. Because men are nuts. Does that sound like a sexist statement?
I'll go with that.
Yeah. I'm down with that. And here's why. You guys have, not only do you have range anxiety, but back in the good old days when we used to have cars that ran on good old-fashioned gasoline, remember those days?
We still have
fear. Men have gas anxiety.
Excuse me?
How tank do you anxiety. Okay.
My only gas
I will drive my car down. I'll drive my car down till it says 6 miles left in my range, right?
Right.
Yep. Would you boys ever do that?
Oh,
with
yeah.
an electric car?
Oh. A regular car.
Oh, yeah. I drive
my
everybody
dad,
nuts.
You do? Right you drive it down?
Right
I think
to
most
fumes.
Men don't.
Yeah,
I do, too. I drive right down to the very end, as far as I think I can go. Uh-huh. My dad and my cousin are so weird. I mean, my dad and I were going to a Kings game this weekend.
Yeah.
And he gets in his car and he's like, I got to get gas, kid. We're running late, but I got to get gas. And he's like, well, I have 80 miles left. Do you think we can make it? We're going 10 miles. Yes, we can make it.
Well, why do you drive it all the way down to the end? It's not like you're not going to use
that
gas.
You asking me?
No, her. Oh. Why does she feel like she has to use it all up before she can refill.
Yeah, that's just too lazy to go get gas. Yeah.
No, it takes time. I don't stop until it's at the end because it takes time. I've been involved with a person who, at the half tank, she'll say, "We got to stop for gas." Or the quarter.
That drives
if I'm driving and we're on a long trip, and I get it down and I don't tell her, and she looks over and, "Oh, my God, there's only 40 miles left." Yeah, that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's...
You know what? I'll take my 40 miles, and you can walk the rest of the way. Oh, you're okay. Too worried to sit in the car.
If you are fed up with red light cameras, there's a new mobile app that helps you locate cameras in 130 cities at 900 intersections around the country. The initial version of the app, which is available for iOS, free to download, includes speed cameras elsewhere, but contains only static maps. A second version is under development. Red Flex Traffic Systems created the app. It's called the Red Flex Locator, and they also install the cameras. For the company to try to increase driver awareness and avoidance of its cameras might seem sort of an odd approach, given that Red Flex relies on the fines from violations to pay its bills. But they say, nope, this is the exact reason why we launched this app. We have not done a good job of communicating the reason for the cameras. The reason is safety. This app is one of our overall communication strategies for letting people know where the cameras are.
What a load.
I thought so.
Yeah.
The reason is safety. We don't care if we stay in business. No, we just want you to be safer.
All right, you're going
to
love this one, Richie.
Your data.
And by the way, use Waze, the traffic app.
Yeah.
People will report where these red light cameras are, and we all work together, and we can beat the system.
Okay, there's a new Ford Mustang not being built by Ford. This is the 50th anniversary this year of the original Ford Mustang. Bobby the K, who works on our staff, had the first Mustang I ever remember. It was very cool, very simple, three on the floor, that sort of thing, Richie.
Sure.
There's a company in Florida called Revology. Revology, is that how you pronounce it, maybe?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Anyway, they have made an exact clone of the first generation Mustang, only it has modern mechanicals in it. This fellow who started it, former marketing chief for Ford's special vehicle team, name is Tom Scarpello. He said that he loved the Mustang Cobra, the Lightning, the GT. So they start with a licensed body, licensed from Ford. Then they put the car together with a collection of parts intended to improve on the ride, the performance,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
It's like my Bronco.
Right.
My 67 Bronco has no parts in it.
Everything
from 1967, except for the frame.
Yeah, all new.
Everything else is new.
I thought that was cool. Those original Mustangs.
Restomod is the big thing now to be able to make these classic cars ride and drive with the comfort that you want.
And Ford's happy to have the attention on Mustang.
Absolutely.
They're going to go back and make them themselves. All right, here's some news from the Chevrolet division at General Motors, recalling 50,249 of its Volt plug-in cars. They want to make a software fix that will ensure the drivers and passengers don't subject themselves to carbon monoxide poisoning through a mix-up about whether the car's engine is running.
You might want to get in and get that one looked at.
Oh, my God, these people. Unbelievable.
There's one thing my 1967 Bronco never needs is a software update.
No, that's true. You can open it, actually open the hood and see the ground.
The only software update that has is when I pull the top off.
Yeah. That's it. I have no software. My 1950 Chevy truck, Richie?
No software up there.
I don't worry about the software in that. That's the most simple thing. It's like driving a little tractor, one of those old tractors. 16 before the hour. In a matter of moments, we find out from Jennifer when the new Dancing with the Stars season will actually start. That's up next here. Television report on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make unbucket happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469 in-store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, so the reason I asked about Dancing with the Stars, Jen Jen, is because I saw a notation that they are doing rehearsals and live streaming them on the web.
Yeah,
so I didn't remember that it was actually starting last night, which coincides with Tom Bergeron's last taping of, and I don't know, he said, remember, well, you weren't part of the conversation. Remember we were talking to him last April at the horse event the Shatners have? And I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm changing around my schedule, and I'm not going to do America's Funniest Videos anymore. And I thought, why wouldn't you do that for the kind of dough you're doing and how easy it is? I didn't ask him that, but I thought that. Anyway, the last taping of that was over the weekend, and so now they're free. There are two seasons a year for Dancing with the Stars, right? Spring and a fall season?
A spring and a fall. Were?
Okay.
And this is season number 20.
All right. Do they normally have it on once a week, twice a week? How many times a week is
it's normally twice a week. So they do the Monday is the dancing, and then Tuesday is the results show.
Okay. So you can see how closely I watch this, but I must be the only one in captivity. Richie, you watching Dancing with the Stars?
That's when me and all my buddies go to the bar and, you know,
I see.
Saddle up and have a few beers while the wife
Kenny, are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
No, but my wife loves it, never misses an episode.
All right, so Jennifer,
I used to love it. I haven't watched it in the last few seasons. The celebrities, you know, it depends on who's dancing. Like this year, you think, okay, maybe Suzanne Summers is going to be the odds-on favorite. Maybe she'll be the crowd pleaser. But it'll be interesting. And like you said, this is the first time where you can actually go onto the ABC website and watch those rehearsals.
Who's the cast again this year? Who are the ones
remaining? Oh, gosh. The only ones I can remember are Rumor Willis, Patti LaBelle, Suzanne Summers. The war guy who lost his leg.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
be kind of interesting.
Why do they put people like that on?
Michael Sam is going to be on, and Red Fu.
That's what I was looking for, is who the athlete that they, the football
Michael
player
Sam.
That they get, right? Okay.
He's really good at ballet.
And they've done away with yes, the Texas. Results show.
No results? Why?
They killed it because it's the ratings
yeah.
are sliding.
Oh, they were.
So they just have the results at the beginning.
So are the ratings comparable to American Idol? Does Dancing with the Stars do for dancing what American Idol did
yeah.
for singing?
No, it was a big
was
hit.
Stronger.
But, you know, they drag it out, and the same thing happened with Idol, where they did an hour or two, you know, hour and a half even sometimes, results show, and really there's like 3 minutes of meat during that whole hour and a half. The rest of it's just, you know, it's smarter that they've kind of condensed it down.
How many years has this show been on? Has it been 10
20 years? 20 seasons, 10 years.
10 years. Wow.
Do the math, Dudley.
Thank you. All right, Jen, what else is going on?
All right, Betty White. You know, this is so funny. When award shows are suffering, they bring out Betty White to give them a boost. The Daytime Emmy Awards, which weren't even televised on, like, they weren't even on TV last year. They were webcast. Now they're back on TV on the Pop Network, which is TV Guide Channel. It's now called Pop. They rebranded it. And so they decided, hey, we'll get a little boost. Betty White, it was just announced, will be honored with their Lifetime Achievement Award at the 42nd Annual Daytime Emmy Awards. It'll be held in Burbank. It's going to be taking place on April 26th, and of course she'll be awarded for her work in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, and Hot in Cleveland. Apple is in talks with U.S. television networks to offer about 25 channels across any iOS device as soon as September. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. The company's been talking to CBS, 21st Century Fox, and Disney in an attempt to put together a bundle of popular channels. This is big news in the future of how you consume TV.
51 after the hour. Thank you, Jennifer Warren. This is Doug Steffen on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. What better way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day than with Dr. Joseph Chambers, who's originally from Dublin, been here in the States for 20 years or so, but he has a medical degree from the University College in Dublin and has done postgraduate work in Canada. Good to have him as a member of our staff here. He hosts a program called Dr. Chambers on Call. He has very good information, a good variety. I have with all the doctors that are here, I have them all here because there's different varieties of information that they present. So you can check out Dr. ChambersOnCall.com is the website. Dr. Chambers on Call. Actually, it's Dr. Chambers on Call. All one word, .com. As it is St. Patrick's Day, you have certain ancestry, probably stories about your grandmother, your grandfather.
I do, Doug. I absolutely do. Let me tell you that many years ago, my great-grandmother, who was all of 96 when she died, said
God,
to us,
love her.
We came in and said, you know, Grandma, it's all changed now. Butter is bad for you. Meat's bad for you. Eggs are bad for you. And she looked at me and said, are you crazy? All the good food. And we said, yes, because the cholesterol, polyunsaturated, saturated. And she looked at, she had that look on her face that was like, are you stupid? What have I raised? And we were looking at her like she was the older generation. She just didn't get what the modern food industry was all about. And in fact, we didn't get it. She was right. Harvard was wrong. The bottom line is fat is not as bad for us as we thought. Butter is good for us. Eggs are good for us. So all the old good food is back in vogue. And now the government are telling us, guess what? A low-fat diet full of carbs, full of added sugar is really bad for us. It's making us obese. It's giving us diabetes. So the old school, my great Irish grandmother was right all along. Eat the eggs, have a bit of bacon in moderation, and just eat traditional food. And forget all this other stuff that we've been going on with for, what, over 20, 30 years now? And it's killing us.
What in the world? The government is so unjustified in most everything it does. And
yeah.
Science contradicts itself all the time.
All the time. Well,
remember the big hoopla about margarine and how it was so great for you? Margarine is like having melted plastic put into your body. It plugs up your veins and your arteries like you wouldn't believe. But yet, this is the best thing. Butter's no good for you. Stay away from those eggs. It'll kill you. The cholesterol's horrible. And now all of that nonsense.
Let's talk about what is healthy. I mean, we've come to realize that healthy fats are necessary for brain cell reproduction, right?
Yeah, right. So, for just to function every day, and what it does, Ken, it fills you up so that you feel satiated, so you're not always eating. The problem is, Ken, when you get a whole bunch of carbs into your body, your insulin pours out, the sugar goes down, naturally, because it can't go high. And then what happens? You feel hungry 20 minutes later. Whereas if you have a balanced diet, some bread and butter in there, a little portion control, of course, and a little bit of meat or something and some eggs, you're satiated. You don't want to go eat a half an hour later. And that's the biggest thing that's happened to us all in the last 20, 30 years, is that we're on this low-fat diet, high-carb, added sugar. Even, Ken, you go to your supermarket and you want to buy a yogurt, the average yogurt has a chocolate bar full of added sugar in it. I kid you not. The average yogurt.
Yum, no wonder I like yogurt so much.
Yes! Isn't that funny? I mean, if I said to you, hey, there's a chocolate bar and eat a plain yogurt, you say, are you crazy? Why would you do that? Don't eat the chocolate bar. But that's what happens every time you eat the everyday yogurt that's on sale in the supermarket.
Didn't your grandmother say to you, James? No, Joseph? She probably said to your brother, James. Vegetables, eat your fish, because you didn't have much meat, or you had things, cabbage and corned beef and things, but you had mostly fish to eat, right?
We had a lot of fish. I grew up in a fish family. We had certain days of the week where it was always fish, and then my mom would do stews and stuff like this, and it was very healthy. But even in Ireland nowadays, most of us don't know how to cook that simple, basic meal. We've lost that ability. And
inundated with, when I was in Ireland, both in Dublin and Belfast, there were fast food joints all over the place. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Burger King, because those are British, those are European-owned companies. But there were plenty of McDonald's around, and here we are exporting from America the junk food. That's why I brought up, but the vegetables and the fish are really good when it comes to lowering colon cancer risk, that sort of thing. But it's just good. It's much better. I was with a group of people last night who were vegetarians, and we were taking a medical test. There's a new device. You put your hand on it, and in 10 seconds, it'll tell you what's going on in your body. And it was, it was amazing what this thing was. I saw two or three people. I'm going to go back on Sunday and get myself tested. But the three or four people I saw tested with it is just amazing how this thing worked and what your risk was for cancer and heart disease, and it could tell what your last meal was and things like that. So eat well, boys and girls, and you'll get to enjoy another St. Patrick's Day. Dr. Joseph Chambers with us. Check out his website, drchambersoncall.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.